Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still love you. I'm looking down.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and All Poetry. I am your host tonight, Sweet Tea, and tonight we are going to be discussing dark skies, the world of fantasy, the illusion of magic, and all those wonderful things. You just heard The Words I Cannot Say, sung by Shout Even Sigh, written by our own beautiful poet here, a team of voices, Jay Hatter, on my beautiful little group here. Let's see who I've got sitting in my room. I have Brackenter. Say hello, Rack.
Hello to Rack.
Yeah, hello to Rack. I have my infamous and amazing co-host who doesn't ever let me slide backwards or do anything crazy, the incredible Pretty Bird. Hello, Pretty Bird.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm up, you know, 10 plus over a foot of snow hanging out in my room. That's great. I have, let's see, Mr. A.P. Taylor. Hello, A.P.
Hello, sweet. How are you?
I'm good. And then I have Mr. Wayne Chen. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Fine. Sounds like you got an all-star lineup tonight.
I do, don't I? And then, of course, I have why we're here, Miss Sky, Stark Sky, of course, to celebrate all the essence of Sky who love fairy tales and all of the things that we're talking about. And, of course, you know, it can't be a surprise. You know, I want it to be a surprise. But so Sky is here tonight, and we're going to celebrate a little bit. Her birthday was just the other day, and she's very special to me. She teaches me a lot of things and helps me through a lot of things. So everybody, say happy birthday to Sky, and we'll just be loving on Sky for a little bit. Hi, Sky, Sky, Sky.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sky.
Hi, thank you.
We're not going to focus on you very much because I know you're all shy and everything, but I did set it up so it'd be about elves and trees and all the things that it could be, and, of course, other people wrote very nice things about you. So try to ignore all that because, you know, you're really not all that special, just so that, you know. We'll try to add all that in too, so it doesn't go to your head, okay?
All right.
I don't want you to get like AP, all right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You have to want it in.
No, I've got enough of them, right? I've got only one of them. That's true.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. I really, but as we all know, I adore EPs too, so let's not go there. I, of course, since this is my tribute to you, a couple of years ago I wrote You and the Willow Tree. And I'm sure that you remember it. Not other people may remember it, but you do remember it, I hope. Where the Willow Tree,
I do.
You became the queen. Okay. You became the queen of fairy tales. So I am going to start my poem with you back again in the fairy tale world, where you're in the lovely Willow Tree, but things are not going well. And if just a brief background, a couple years ago, Sky was taken in and deemed to be the queen of the Willow Tree. So she is the queen. And it just so happens that the Willow Tree and her, we've got problems, but we're gonna see what happens. So let me get that back up on the board here, and we'll see what happens to you. Let me get on the board because I haven't got it where it should be. And of course, if it was, Pretty Bird would already have it up there, but I don't.
I went looking.
I know you did. He's like, where is it? I should be already on the board, but, you know, I'm not that smart. I just got this going here. Let's see. And it's fresh off my brain, so hopefully there's not too many mistakes on it or anything like that. So this is called Willow. Through the beams of an amber sun and past the shadows of blood-red moon, a dragonfly outlined in silver and colored in 50 shades of blue glided across the aquatic waters of a hand-blown glass. Butterflies glide in gangs of glitter and sparkle to greet him in the meadows of golden flowers, as imps and elves gossip the tales of his splendor, provoking fear, romance, and wonder at his arrival. The queen of the Willow Tree welcomes her old friend in the land of fairy tales and wickedness once again. She thanked him for bringing the passengers he carried to safety through the darkest skies on his journey home. Shifting forms, a dragonfly of shimmer became a wizard. Bowing to the queen, teardrops trickled as he spoke. The fires of imagination are in danger. The land is full of smoke. Humans are banning books, and pens are drowning in inkwells. Sky knew the fate of her kingdom. The elves and fairies lay quiet and desperate. Wishes from stars were fading. No one believed in them. And knights and dragons were obsolete, as swords rusted under four-leaf clovers never picked. Sky wandered about the willow tree to seek wisdom. Of the ancients, but all she heard was to write, to share the words of her pen. Her poets and friends will follow, and she will inspire the world, will find a word, and will inspire the world to find a world of fantasy and fun and poem.
Oh, that's not beautiful. And that is very much Sky, very much with the fantasies and the kindness and all the unfortunate book things of today. And we will not dwell on that. We're going to dwell on all the good stuff. All of this, I mean, you kind of transform your words kind of take us to that land. And there's a word that I cannot think of because I cannot brain, apparently. And and I love that. I love that I am surrounded and I can see it. And it's kind of got like a champagne haze of delightfulness all in all of the surroundings that you so brilliantly depict in this. So Sky, O queen of the night, well, not of the night like darkness, but of tonight, what are your thoughts since this with this exquisite fabulousness of well, you?
Listen, I can be dark and evil, be the queen of the night. I thought this was gorgeous. And I am going to go there because it seems like they're just banning every book ever. But also, I think Sweet and I have discussed one of my favorite books, which is Fahrenheit 451. So I love that you kind of brought that in there with the book burning, and because, I mean, I'm a huge Ray Bradbury fan, but also that's one of my favorite books. And so I love that you kind of brought in there. And then the loss of fantasy, which also reminded me, I mean, it reminded me of so many favorite things, but it's like it's like a universal ideas of like the fading of the fantasy. It kind of made me think of Fantasia and the Neverending Story and how the world was being destroyed and, you know, he had to make wishes. But instead you've put me in this entirely different fantasy with the idea of, yes, that the realm, you know, all these things are fading, and that also can be related to, you know, so many real things like people, you know, losing youth and people just kind of getting into the daily grind. So even though it is very, and we're doing a fantasy section in school, and I have to do a lot of teaching because the kids that I work with often get pulled from class. So I have to do the lesson myself and have to support that learning. And we're doing a fantasy unit, and we're talking about, you know, I just said the other day, the wonderful thing about fantasy is that even though it's very unrealistic background to the subject, the core is always very real. And when you think and relatable to real life, and that's what makes it so tangible and for people to grasp it. And so I love that you put, you know, that, because you could also to the side of, well, people lose their fantasy, they grow old and they lose that magic. And how do we find it again? We write, you know, we put it into our poetry, we put it into fiction, and we create and we become that voice. And I love that you put that in there. I thought that was so wonderful and special. Thank you, Suki. I kind of went off on a tangent there. Sorry.
That's a tangent. Okay. I love your tangent.
And raconteur.
Yeah, there's a lot of brilliance in this. You know, I love the way you approach subjects in a way that has kind of a duality to it. Even I mean, you're discussing fantasy, but then you're talking about swords rusting and things like that. That in itself is kind of a fantasy. So even though the fantasy is going away, you're still incorporating fantasy to describe fantasy. So that little bit of brilliance combined with a very subtle thing, or at least, and I'm sure you intended it. You know, you said about how something about Sky, and then you said, and people will follow. It's like, well, check your followers, Sky. that's a literal thing too. You know, people are going to be following you after they read your words. They tend to, you know, want to hear more. So, you know, all that is represented in that fantasy. And, you know, I like that you went Willow Tree because, you know, I'm a smart ass, so I try to make a joke about it. You know, a pie tree with square roots, but no, you know, you went, you know, along, you know, with your theme and kept it, you know, very relatable and sincere and sweet and, you know, poignant. So, beautiful piece.
Thank you. And AP, what are your thoughts?
Well, this is sort of a sweet Magnus sort of day. It sort of goes through, and it's beautifully written, and it's beautifully beautifully put together. And it's sort of like reading verses of Tolkien. It's lovely.
Thank you. Well, that's awesome. Absolutely. And Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, I said I got to read this again. When you read Shifting Forms of Dragonfly, I drifted off to my Never Never Land, and which I love, and I just came back when I heard you say end. So I didn't get the last part of it, but elves and dragons, wizards and fairies, my best friends, and that's what I grew up with. And I'd love to go back there and climb the Willow Tree one more time. This is a very good poem, and I like it a lot. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne. Awesomeness. Back to you, my sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Let's see. Who's rushing away? AP, do you got to go read and run, get out of here, do your thing?
Yeah, I probably do. Sweet, actually slept in for ages this morning, which was unlike me and the thing, but I'm a long way behind. Anyway, I was going to say to Sky, firstly, a very happy birthday, but secondly, probably why we get on so well is because, you know, maths is your kryptonite and I've got a maths major, so it sort of fits together like jigsaw puzzle pieces, right?
Thank you, AP. Yeah, I do tend to, you know, I surround myself and people with people that if I'm bad at something, I find someone that they're really good in what I'm bad in, so that, you know, kind of makes up for that.
Yeah,
so that does make sense.
Makes sense. And so, look, I've had this poem called Alloys that I'm putting up on the board, and it's got an alternate first two stanzas. You'll see what I'm saying when I put it up. And it goes a little bit like this. Together, the small people danced, the elves and the swifts, joined under the boughs of a tree overnight. For unlike the stories and many myths, there are opportunities to interact with slight. Until St. Patrick's Eve was once more upon, the little people caroused with meat and cake, her silver wings shimmering as the light shone, his hair golden as the moon warming a lake. And so two precious metals found a bower well away from the sweet merry throng, and proceeded to make the nearby owls cower with their distinct merriment all along. While a great partnership was joined there, one that has passed 20 years in the sum, from quiet caresses to a partnership where their firstborn, of course, named Electrum, in pop.
First, our Sky, go ahead, give your comment. I have already commented on this with AP, so...
What, like in private? I thought this was wonderful, and I just absolutely, I love that you brought in St. Patrick's Day, and I'm a huge St. Patrick's Day fan. I grew up thinking I was mostly Irish. I found out I'm actually mostly, so like St. Patrick's Day was always like a big deal for me, because I'm like, I'm Irish, like I was really proud of that. I'm Irish and French. And then, you know, I did that whole thing, and I am Irish and French, but I'm way more Scottish and Swedish. So I'm like, why? I still consider myself a St. Paddy's baby. So I love the story that you put in there, and that you kind of took all the themes and put them together in this piece. And it's just, you're just absolutely brilliant and funny. And Yeah, absolutely, really well done.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Pleasure.
AP is the little shape poem above this, yours too, about the dancing small people.
Yes. It's the alternate version of the first two stanzas. Sweet.
Okay.
So I'm on my phone. I'm trying to zoom in here, and I can't quite.
It's quite interesting. I really do enjoy that. It's the same words, but it's a shape. Because
correct.
It's pie, right?
I
should
have looked
well,
at it.
Well, I see the shape very well. Yeah, I just couldn't see the words, and I'm sitting here trying to zoom to try to see what they were. Small, because I see the shape wonderfully, but I was sitting here simultaneously commenting, trying to zoom into my phone.
There's a few words changed around sweep, but not many. I just wanted to get the shape, and I just used the first two stanzas, basically.
Oh, very. Of course you did. Of course you did. Because the poem's not good enough, I'm going to throw it in a shape, you know. I'm AP. God, you're brilliant. Just the brilliant.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Pretty Bird, your thoughts. And everybody say hi to Hatter first. Hi, Hatter.
Hi, Hatter.
I love this. I love the entire idea of this. I love that, you know, the silver wings and the golden hair get together. It's a little romance, and you have some magic going, and it's fabulous. And I absolutely love it. It's delightful. It's just delightful, these little stories. Because, you know, who's to say what tales are close to any truth at all? Because, you know, it's kind of like cliches. Cliches are cliche for a reason. I mean, we can spin whatever the heck we want to, and I like this little story, so there.
And Raconteur.
You know, I always like the idea of how our words can be like bringing something into being in an alternate universe or something like that. Like, you know, the words are we're predicting or causing something to be true. And, you know, you bring in all the different myths and fantasies and things in a lovely way, the rhyming cadence and everything. And then, like Sleepy said, and you're able to shape it. So, you know, bend to my will, says AP. It's really cool, though. You know, I like the story. I like the way you tell the story. You know, you're always really good at that. And it's also, you know, very, very much, you know, as well as, you know, Sky, you know the things that she's interested in. So that this was all geared to, you know, make her smile. And I think you accomplished that very well. Wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, of course, Wayne.
I like his poem. It said, two metals married and had a kid named Electrum. I don't know what kind of metals they were, but his poem is doting. My little leprechaun sitting over the corner clapping his hands still. This is the shape you read in the first poem. Is that an elf with wings or what do you
want
to say?
Yeah, it's
a
little
elf,
Yeah,
Big job on that, too. Good job on this poem. I like it a lot.
Thank you, Wayne. And just for the record, I actually knew about Electrum from playing D&D, which I thought Sky would sort of connect it because...
Oh, that's awesome.
I have to be really honest with you. I wasn't expecting to be called on so quickly, and I was really focused on Zooming, so I really apologize for my brief comment. I was like...
No, but...
Not
do
it.
Yes, but Electrum, of course, is a naturally occurring amalgam of gold and silver with a little bit of copper, so it's actually a metallurgical poem at its heart.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't catch
that's
that
awesome.
One. I don't know that definition by heart. So,
did he
read
about D&D?
Well, I'm not saying I'm a, do you know how many books there are of D&D? How much stuff there is in there? I don't know everything. Trust me. But yes, he did.
I'm loving all my little nerdlets. I claim you all.
you all.
And now that I'm not trying to zoom, I just really wanted to say the two lines. Pretty Bird actually said one of them, but my two favorite lines were the silver wing shimmering, and the idea of the moon warming the lake. I really really love that. Now that I'm not sitting here doing that, I really love those two lines. Thank you.
All right. Did I miss anybody? Everybody got to say something?
No. All the best, Guy. Thank you, everybody. I'm exiting stage left with my little elf.
Later, baby.
Well, all righty then. Have fun with your little elf.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Thank
you. Bye. All right. He's always so much fun. Okay, what else do we have? You know what? I think I'm going to do Wayne because Wayne's fun, and it's a great recording, just fun. All right. Grab Wayne. Let's gonna get you up there first.
I got him. Brack predicted that he was going to kill somebody.
Let's have a party.
I'm just saying. Be careful.
He's on the board.
So, all right, here we go with Mr. Wayne.
Yeah, you're right. This is a great party. Scott will be here any minute. Well, there's Scott now. Hey, everybody. Scott's here. Okay. Let's hold it down now. I'm gonna read Scott a poem real quick if you don't mind. So let's keep it quiet for a second. All right, this was a poem I wrote for Scott. It's called Let's Party. It's Scott's birthday. Happy birthday, Scott. I love you so. There's something you need to know. When you read your poetry, it gives me a lift. Now I wish I hadn't pushed you over that cliff. I love your voice. It makes me dream. You're a hell of a poet, it would seem. The photos you take are really grand, but some of your contests, I just don't understand. It's your birthday. You get better every year. If I was with you, I'd buy you a beer. But since I'm not, I think I have two. Here's the sky. Happy birthday to you. Let's hear for Sky. All right, Sky, happy birthday. Ian?
That was great. I love that. I love the whole thing that's put together. I'm sorry he pushed you over a cliff, though. you're as dead as I am. So... before I do anything, everybody say hi to Ms. Deb. Hello, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good to hear everyone.
I'm good. Sky, what you got to say? We're all cheering you on.
Well, I do remember when you pushed me over the cliff. And I really, that's the first thing Rack and Tor had said to me. Well, it was last night we were talking, and he was like, I think Wayne's going to kill you when it's home. but he already did. So he just had to reflect upon it. So I couldn't help but laughing when I heard that. It was so funny. I love that you mentioned my contest because I really love the photo contest that I do because I just really enjoy reading people's poems and seeing where they go. So it is something very special to me. And sometimes I just, like, a lot of people don't know what to do with some of the contests I run. They're like, I have no idea what this is. What are you even doing? So I thought it was really funny because sometimes I'll send you messages, here, try this one out. And you're like, I have no idea what this is. Like, I don't know anything. And I hear that a lot, but I still run them. Sometimes I only have three poems in a contest, and I don't care. I enjoy those three poems. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Because some people just, I don't know, they're like, what are you even making me write about? So I just found that very funny that you put that in there, and it made me smile. And it was really, really, really wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
I just do what I'm told. That's all there is to it. Deb, what did you think of his lovely, happy birthday?
Oh, I thought it was so cool. I didn't get to hear it just now, but I just happened to have got to hear it earlier this afternoon. And as soon as the applause started, I was like, oh, my God, this is great. She's going to love it. And of course, It's always easy to regret something after you kill the person, Wayne.
That's true.
Very cool.
Well, that's the only way he's going to get. That's the only way he's going to get Sky to fall for him.
Yes. And Hat, are your thoughts on the birthday poem?
This we're talking about Wayne's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pushing it over a cliff. Good angle. There's just that one thing, you know.
Just that one thing he's got to regret.
Yeah. I'll have to buy a beer. No, I tell you what, it made me smile. It did good.
Thank you, Adam.
Absolutely.
I like Corona Light with lime. and red Zappa ale.
That's awesome. All right. JCA is joining us, and he's only got a few minutes, so I'm going to try to let him in. There we go, and have him read his poem right away. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Happy birthday, Sky.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so let's get you on the board, because that's why Pretty Bird's here for me. Otherwise, we'd still be here, because
Okay.
And then we can, okay, and then we can get you to read, because I know you're on your break.
Yep.
All right.
You're on the board, Jay.
Yeah, so I was listening to a little classic rock here at work, and I heard the song by CCR, Looking Out My Back Door, and I thought, hey, it started with some Creatures. I bet I can get a few more in for Sky. So this is called Out the Back Door. Leprechauns whistle under emerald skies, CCR singing folk back from Illinois. Tambourines slapped by a Midland elf, spoons tapped on mossy goblin's knee. Cartwheel giants and circus myriad, shell-backed ankylosaurus listens to Buck Owens. Darth jigging on the centipede grass, bookworm necromancer swirling spooks. Woods devil leaving footprints in coos, gathering out backdoor lawns. New Hampshire stars bob in the night air, serenading the dawn of the sunshine sky. Poem.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Sky, you are the first to comment.
I love it. I love CCR. I really, really love CCR. So I love that you went with that song, because I'm often just singing random CCR. And I just love that you brought Darth jigging in a centipede grass. I thought that was really fun. Of course, all my stuff.
I had to bring Vader in here somehow.
He's my favorite. I don't know why I love him so much, but I don't know if it's. I have no idea what it is. I have a problem. But also, I was really kind of smitten with the bookworm necromancer as well. And yeah, I was really taken with that one, actually, because I do really love supernatural things too. And I was just like, I had to stop and think about what that would look like. So I thought that was really cool and creative. And, of course, you brought in New Hampshire, which I absolutely, you know, I'm like, I don't think I can ever move out of New Hampshire. And if I ever did, I probably would only go over to Vermont, which is basically just like New Hampshire. So I just love that. I know. It's just the upside down version. It's like, you know, the inverse version of New Hampshire, basically. It's probably the only how far I'll go. But I love that you brought in my state, because I really do love it here. And the idea that you weren't like going back and forth the different times of day, but then you ended on the sunshine, the dawn of a sunshine sky. I thought that was done really well. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. There's a few things I put in there from the song. It says, there are apparitions brought by a magician. So that's where I got the bookworm necromancer swirling spooks. And I also had to put in one of the one of New Hampshire's cryptids in there, so that's where the woods devil comes in from Coos County.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. I think that was one of the ones that Stephen did, too, for the New Hampshire one. It's got those for the – I remember that, yeah.
Well, I love this, just FYI. I like the Shellback Ankylosaurus listens to Buck Owens. By the way, that's my favorite line in here. And a submarine slapped by a Midland elf. That's also a great line. This is really great. I think you did really well on this. It's creative. It's funny. It's got all kinds of great things in it. So I will be quiet so you can get other comments. Deb, your thoughts on this?
Someone had mentioned the middle with Darth, but you got to love that. Cartwheel Giants in Circus Myriad, Shellback Ankylosaurus listens to Buck Owens, Darth Jiggin. Can you imagine that? Darth Jiggins, what a dance. On a centipede grass, bookworm, necromancer, swirling spooks. You got a lot of little nods to things that would speak the sky. I thought you did a really cool job with it, Jay.
Thank you.
And Pretty Bird.
Well, this just sounds like a jazz band hootenanny to me. It's fabulous. I'm absolutely loving it. And it's funny because with the tambourine slaps and the spoon tapping goblins, it reminded me of my dad, who, in the most embarrassing of all old man ways, whenever I had any company of any kind, would be all slap happy, knee slapping, playing fake music, just being all him, and I would be mortified. And this took me right there to those like pool parties in the summer, which thanks for that flashback, by the way, because I'm mortified all anew. But I absolutely love the ending of this, where New Hampshire stars bob in the night air, serenading the dawn of the sunrise of the sunshine sky. I love that. I love how stars are music. I absolutely feel that with all that I am, and it's a beautiful transition from a beautiful sky to a beautiful sky. And how perfect is that?
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Pat, are you thought?
Yeah, I got all the references that you made to this song, that started with, just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy, got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. So you were just listening to that song, and that was the inspiration of how to tie it in?
Yeah, listening to it, taking in the lyrics and everything like that, you know, it says, Giants doing cartwheels and everything like that. So,
yep.
And it mentions a dinosaur who was pretty much listening to Buck Owens.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the Victorola dinosaur. Yeah.
Victorola dinosaur, yep.
Yeah, very good. That was well done.
Thank you.
And Wayne, you got any thoughts?
Yes. You got a few critters in this poem, JCA. I think I'd be using the front door. I can't stand it with the devil in his footprints and coos. Well, I think, what's a coos? And I knew Sky was a bookworm necromancer. I think, what's a necromancer? And where the hell's Illinois? Great job, JCA. Where are we taking out the two of them? That's the poem.
Thank you.
All right. Pretty Bird, you want to throw your poem up next?
All right, I'm going to get out of here. Mention that on Sunday, me and Sweet will be around and Pretty Bird, right?
Yes, me, you, and Pretty Bird for the Irish Day party. It's going to be a blast. Please join us. JCA's got all the murder and mayhem facts that happen on St. Patty's Day. He's going to be our dark side, and Pretty Bird and I are going to be the kind of naughty side. So it is definitely an Irish Day party, St. Patty's drunken party. Please join us. It's going to be a blast.
I'll be there.
All right. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Good night, Jay.
Good night, Jay.
You know, my little brother's leprechaun.
Yes.
My little brother. My little brother's a leprechaun.
Cool.
So before I start, I would just like to say that, you know, all the women here. Deb, you've been killed by Wayne, right?
I don't think I've killed Deb yet. I ain't killed either of y'all yet.
I'm the only one still breathing.
Wait,
you killed me? I didn't remember being killed.
No, I ain't killed Deb and I ain't killed a pretty bird yet.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm not alone. Okay, I feel a little better. I was feeling forgotten and unloved.
I'm getting around to it.
What's going on?
Yeah, eventually, I'll see how you are.
He's saving the best for last.
I'll take that. So this is the gentle peel of a night sky. And it goes like this. A lilt in empathetic whispers, a tuck loose strands behind the ear, an act of tender kindness. A chill spring breeze traces down the spine, caressing emotions with words carried across the skin, stopping time, catching a breath lost in a melody. Stars swirl in a galaxy caught in film, framed in all of the nuance of the gentle peel of the night sky. And poem.
And that's
that is gorgeous. Okay. Sky, you have first comment.
This is beautiful. It is so gorgeous, and it was just, I loved the metaphor. I thought the metaphor was just absolutely brilliant. And, you know, it's the language that you use was so soft and so gentle. And I was like, oh, it's just such a sweet poem. And then when you talk about the details and tuck loose strands behind the ear, an act of tender kindness, I don't know. For people that have never seen each other across the airwaves, it does feel like we're really, you know, and we're here and we're bonding and there's so many things. And I'll say to people, oh, I have a friend here and I have a friend here, and or I'll talk about people, and I don't know. It's just amazing to think that the level of comfort that you can get, you know, from people that you've never met, but it's the mind, right? We're just sharing ourselves sometimes on a deeper level, I think. You know, because I don't go around to everybody I know, you know, telling them all the things that I put in my poetry. But I just really love the visualization of that, and what that means, and put into different perspective. You know, that level of comfort I really love, and the way that you worded it, and of course. The wind breeze tracing down the spine. I don't know. It's just so tangible, and the catching the breath. This is absolutely gorgeous. Really, really well done.
You understand that it's all you, right?
Yes. I'm not
okay. That's because you know you tend to not but notice things when they're all complimentary and whatnot.
Like, that's what I'm saying. But on another perspective, like, you know, like the way that people touch each other, it's just without even seeing each other. I don't know. It's so gorgeous. And I just love
it. It's a beautiful thing.
I love it. It is. And I love them. Therefore, absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Sky. This is, in just a few short words, this says like 1,000 words in 1,000 different ways. It's just gorgeous and beautiful. I love caressing emotions with words carried across the skin, stopping time, catching a breath lost in melody. We are so exposed to each other that it would really shock, I would say, some of the people I've known for 30 years that I have poems at the depth, that a level of emotional depth that I do, and they would look at me and go, but you've never told me that, or you didn't talk to me like that. And I'll be like, really? I haven't? And it's shocking, but it's true. There are friends that I have on All Poetry that probably know the depth of my emotions or how I feel something than people I've been with or known for years of my life. And, you know, it's just right there in those words. I think that it's beautiful, Pretty Bird, just absolutely stunning. Wayne, your thoughts on that?
Well, this is a sweet poem. It's like an act of tender kindness. And I thought about crawling across your skin with a gentle feel. I went to start cheating. I found out it gets a lot of same things that I did to you. And so I only read it late at night when I'm alone by myself and excited. But I'll get around to show you again pretty soon. Great point.
And Rack, your thoughts on that?
Oh, I thought this was gorgeous. I mean, you know, you talk about when a person, there's kind of three different people in one, you know, who you see yourself as, how other people see you, and how you really are. You kind of had a way of tying all that together and saying, you know, how you see her. But you know, I think you also touched on how a lot of other people see her as well. So, you know, again, miss pulling out the truth, even when you're just talking about looking at someone. Thank you. You know, I think you did a wonderful job. And, you know, like she said, the language that you used was reminiscent of some of the things that she's written and, you know, consistent with how you always write, too. So it was very much a Pretty Bird About Sky piece that was, you know, flattering but not embarrassing. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I have 907 on the line. I don't know who that is.
That's me. Liquid Diamond.
Hello, Linda.
How are you doing, everybody?
I'm good. How are you? I'm sorry.
I'm good. I just made it back in time. And I was going to fall asleep, and I looked at the clock and went, oop, can't do that.
Oop, can't do that. How are you tonight?
I'm tired, and I don't have a lot of time. I have till 7.
Okay, well, then how about I go ahead and have you add your poem, and we'll get you on and off real quick.
Can I wait just a little bit?
Uh-huh, that's fine. That's perfectly fine with me. I will go ahead and have Hatter, are you ready to read? You're next in line.
Oh, okay. Sure. It's coming.
Okay.
Running down the hall.
Okay.
Let me put it up. Go get it. Yes.
Which one did you want up there? You have two of them.
Oh, the first one. Yeah, the second one was an old one about.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for that, I'm sorry. Deb, did you want to comment on Pretty Bird's poem?
Yeah, I thought it was really gorgeous brevity. I love the caressing emotions with words. I thought that was an amazing metaphor. And as everyone was saying, that closing line, it's just so beautiful, the thought of the gentle peel of a night sky, which points back to the little nuances that you incorporated there to represent sky. I thought that was it was a beautiful job.
And Deb, if you have to go, I can have you read before Hatter.
Okay.
Okay, so Deb's going to read before you, okay, Hatter, because she's got to go.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay,
I'm grabbing
Hatter,
you.
He's almost getting done an hour sooner than Deb, so.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're up.
Go ahead, Deb.
Okay, this is called As the Forest Grows Dark. And here we go. In a dell inside Dragon's Breath Forest, old dew cottages dot the hedgerow and mushroom caps shade the moss as the gnomes roll and wrestle below. Woodpeckers knock as crickets chirp, then a fat owl lands on a hickory tree, standing on the bank of Pebble Pond, with a face on the bark staring at me. Just as I turn to dart out of the forest, a leprechaun jumps over a dead log. He yanks a pouch out of his pocket, swirling powder into thick green fog. Fog spreads around the fungi cottages. Gnomes cough and fall on the ground. Now as fog rises off the forest floors, the tree face utters a screeching sound. Zombie gnomes with ash-gray flesh rise, inhaling a scent riding the cool night air, screaming, "Birthday brains!" as they run. So, Sky, evacuate. They're almost there.
Oh, my God. First off, this is fabulously funny. I love it. It's dark. It's great. But, Sky, please, give your comments to them.
No, I love it. I'm going to have a nightmare. It's a little dumb. So I love zombies. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the game Plants vs. Zombies, but I think I had a love for zombies before then. But I just love it. I love how you go through town. The storytelling is wonderful. I love the details of the totes to cottages because I seriously have dozens and dozens of pictures saved. Mushroom houses, just like, and I'm like, one day I'm going to write these, and I just have files of them, just because I love mushrooms, as anybody that knows my picture contest will see, everybody's like, oh my god, it's another mushroom, but then the details with the woodpeckers going down, and then the leprechauns, but I love that they turn, and it was very suspenseful, you know, like the fog spreads, like, what was in this fog? That turned these cute little gnomes into these little gnome zombies. so wonderful and fun and creative, and I just love creativity, so this is brilliant. Really well done. And I'm going to have nightmares looking at that last picture.
Oh, stop looking at it. Stop looking at it. Happy birthday.
Great.
Happy birthday.
This is great. And Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
Oh, I love this. I'm a zombie person, too, and this is absolutely fabulous. I love how diabolical the leprechaun is. No, no sweet little pots of gold here. Oh, no. He is the virus, the scourge itself. I love that, and I love how these little happy little gnomes are no longer. Now they're flesh-eating little vermin going to get her in her sleep, and I love that. I love that twist. That's fabulous.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes, I said this is a fabulous pictorial poem. I love this and the way you read it. I think I'm evacuating with Sky. It's a great read. Wonderful storyline. The poem is magical. Oh, and my gnome went home. Great job there, Deb.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate that.
And Hatter, your thoughts before you read?
Unmuted. Yeah, I love the thought of back on the farm in the fall and the winter. Everything was so green, and the mist would sit in at the right temperature or whatever. The fog would rise up out of the ground. It reminds me of my childhood days. And then the zombie gnomes. When did this gnome thing start? People start putting gnomes. Is that a tradition of the Irish, or is it just a pink flamingo thing?
I don't know, Hatter, because I got to write a poem that had to do with Sky and didn't have to do homework. So I don't know.
Yeah. First off, you have to write a poem in equal size that doesn't have to do with homework. That's very unusual.
Sorry, I got to go, but enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey.
And Sky, happy birthday.
Good night.
Thank you.
And respect everyone.
Bye.
Later, Deb.
All right. Hatter, you are out there. Time for you to read.
Leprechaun's game. Growing up under a green, stained sky, the grass grew long by mid-July. All of the sweetness, the supreme tight beam, and above them all, the shamrock green. It brought upon the tales of old, the quest to find the leprechaun gold. back to the roots of a hickory tree guarded by trolls and trained killer bees. Concerned with your ears, start to burn the treasures close at hand. Beware the trolls that guard the gold. They will kick you in the place they can. Do not believe half of what you see, and do not repeat the lines, for it is he that makes you believe that everything is fine. That's when the curse is worse, and they're citing the verse, the spells will blind your will. The sea is green, it will only mean time has now stood still. Quiet and shy, you're about to die, gut feel suddenly change. Leprechaun rules, we learned in school, beware the leprechaun's game.
Well, there you go. Another brilliant, scary rhyme about leprechauns and all those things. Those are the kind of poems that Sky loves to hear. Sky, please make your comment.
This is so wonderful and creative again. And I'd like stash in the roots of the hickory tree guarded by trolls and trained killer bees. I thought that was really fun and a wonderful visual. And I just love trees, and I'm not a fan of the killer bees. Went really well. And then also, where was this down? Do not believe half what you see, and do not repeat the lines. You know, there's always that, you know, there's the Beetlejuice, and then there's the other one that's in the mirror that I refuse to say. I don't care how superstitious it is. I hate that. I'll say it once, but I hate that. It's still Candyman is still one of my. I can't even watch it. I can't even watch it alone, and I have to take down. I just can't do it. It's just I hate that movie. I love that movie, but I hate it. But it's always like those things, like repeat things in threes, and they'll come true, right? So I love that you put, and that's the superstition, and a lot of these older things with the folklore are superstition, really. And so I love that you brought it in there. And then, where was it? There was one more that I really wanted to. Oh, this one. Beware the trolls that guard the gold, and they will trick you because they can. Because it's just fun and menacing, and they truly. And that is one of the things. You know, they even the ones that aren't evil still like to play little tricks just for the fun of it. And so I thought that was really fun that you brought that in there. Really well done.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
I said it's a cool poem. I really like the line that goes, "When the curse is worse, when you're reciting the verse, your internal rhyme is second to none. You always beware the leprechaun's game. Good luck getting that gold. The troll can be aggravating sometimes. Great job with this one."
I
love
it.
And Raph, your thoughts?
I loved it. I don't know if any of you have seen that movie, Bedazzled. The original one I think was better than the remake, but you know, it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. The rhyme was lovely. The whole idea of it was just great. It was very much, you know, things that Sky likes, I'm sure. So it was a cool piece.
And Linda, did you want to comment?
Yeah, Hatter, that was so cool. You always bring it, and I knew that you would tonight. Your trolls and shamrocks and everything were right on. You told a great story here in rhyme, in perfect rhyme, I might say. And I really loved it. Thank you for sharing it.
Pretty Bird, your thoughts, honey?
Oh, well, I love this. This had excellent, excellent, excellent flow. Just like you hear all the little, like, rhymes, the little St. Patrick's Day rhymes you learn as a kid, only maybe they're not so sinister. And I love that, you know, don't repeat the things because sometimes it's in the saying. And don't believe all the things. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what you hear because they're tricksters. All those little imps, they're tricksters they are. And I love this. I absolutely do. And apparently, you know,
you've got your zombie gnomes, you've got your sinister leprechauns. I mean, you know, good luck sleeping. to add to that, I have a thing. Can I freak you out, Sky?
Why not?
Okay, so I don't know, a handful of years ago.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It doesn't involve
creepy long arms. I don't do the creepy long arms. So if, as long as it doesn't have that, you can go.
No, it's a true story.
Okay.
All right. So it's somewhere in the heart of the projects of Oakland, California, about a dozen or so years ago, there were these projects that were overrun by gang members. They were just barged into people's apartments and they would, you know, cause mayhem, take what they want, do what they wanted, whatever it was. The cops barely went over there because there was a good shot that a good chance they'd get shot. So there's this one old lady that used to pound on all the doors saying, lock your door, lock your door, lock your door, lock your door. They're coming. They're in the walls. And then they thought she was crazy. The cops stopped answering her phone call saying, listen, lady, stop. Then he's like, they're in the walls. And so it was an old building. And so these gang members used to go through the gaps in these old walls and punch out your medicine cabinets and climb through your walls. And they ended up killing her, so she was shut up. So there you go. Enjoy that.
In the walls.
Awesome. They're in the walls.
That's awful.
There's a pleasant good night story for everyone.
So I'm gonna take that. If I may, but we did, so this is like, I usually don't say such specific stories on air, but when I grew up, I won't say the town, but it was something project, and it was down in Massachusetts. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and it was a pretty bad neighborhood, and people used to break in, and they put our cats in the freezer, and then so my mom ended up having to put chains literally around our freezer so that if people broke in, they wouldn't be able to get in to do that. So I believe
like
it.
Your
like
your cats
but
or
I
other
guess
people's
I'm,
cats?
Our cats, yeah. They did it once. They did it. They put the cats and the babies. And it's a terrible story. But I also like...
That's horrible.
Like, it was a really bad place that I lived in. Yeah, yeah. It was not good. But I didn't have anybody... I mean, we had people break in, like even when we were sleeping, you know, people broke in the middle of the night and stole. But I have to say, no one ever punched in the medicine. It's terrible. I'm laughing because it's making me like terrible. But that's, oh my God. Okay, now we can all bond over our trauma.
Mom, the cat.
That's what's wrong with Sky. She grew up in a house that they had to put chains on her refrigerator. Okay. Well, I was only there part time because I lived with my godmother a lot of the time, and we visited my mom. But anyway,
does anybody have a nice poem to
all
read?
Right.
I'm just saying. I think as the host, I've let this go way out of control.
Listen. Bird and I are bonding over
happy birthday,
trauma.
Happy
birthday,
Sky. I'm just saying, I'm glad we're helping you through whatever it is you need to go through right now.
Well, I moved to New Hampshire. It was okay. I moved when I was 7.
So okay.
We moved upwards.
I'm so glad.
Or 8.
You put the dog in the freezer and made popsicles.
Oh, my God. Linda, are you ready to read your poem?
Yeah, let me,
you're on the board.
It is on the board for you when you are ready.
And I don't follow directions well, hence I didn't know about the leprechaun thing, but to my defense, Sweet Pea just told me that it was Sky's surprise birthday, so I wrote a little something. And I know I don't know you well, but I think that you're pretty swell. So I wrote you this poem. I hope it will grow on your heart and see that you're well. Happy birthday, Sky. Sky, it's your birthday today. Hope you celebrate it in a wonderful way. With cake and ice cream, happy birthday screams, and all of your friends being gay. Now, birthdays are full of good cheer. It's a drag that they come once a year. If only they came in the sun and the rain and whenever you want with a beer. That would be so much fun, don't you think? I'd say happy birthday with winks. I'd give you a box that might contain locks or maybe a celebratory drink. Now, kidding aside, let's get straight. I think as a poet, you're great. You write many poems that you can show them, but let's get down to the cake. So remember this poem I've wrote. I wish I could have got you a boat, but I afforded some words, which is better than turds and even a cake-eating goat. Happy birthday, dear Sky, now you're 20. And in life, that's just about plenty. I pray that your days fill with beautiful ways and you like your pasta al dente. The moral? I bet you thought I couldn't rhyme it. Al dente's quite random, I admit. But 'twas in my book, you must take a look, and it sounded much better than spit. Happy birthday, Sky.
Well, that's quite the poem, the happy birthday poem. And anytime you write a happy birthday poem, it rhymes wonderfully and brilliantly. Awesome, right?
I got into a limerick writing frenzy the other night and wrote 6 limericks. So this was one of them.
Yeah, limerick pain. I think this is brilliant. First of all, I've done like one limerick, and I think that they're so wonderful, but if it's not children's humor, it just doesn't come natural to me unless it's like a children's humor. So I don't do too many of them, but I really do. I'm pretty impressed by them. I really do enjoy them, and I love to read them. And your storytelling and the way that you do these chain poems, I always love them. I love your stylish rhyme and it almost feels like it just flows right on the page. And I always enjoy that. And you say that you don't know me that well, but I always say that if I was a millionaire, I would just get a boat. I'm always out with my kayak, but I'm going to get a boat too, that I don't have to do so much work into the so water and woods are my favorite place to be. I'm a Pisces. I'm a water baby. I really, really enjoy any time I'm on a boat. So that's actually, it's quite true. And I do like my pasta al dente, and I thought that Ryan was very, very clever. I hate soggy noodles. So I don't know you that well, but funny how you hit the nail on so many things. There was another thing too that I was like, oh, I really do love that, but now I'm lost in thinking about the I'm thinking about the boat and the non-soggy noodles. This is so fun. And like to be able to sit to just put all these words together and say, you know, I appreciate you and thanks for sharing the time and the poetry. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing for it's a beautiful gift for someone, and I really appreciate that. And you as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, happy birthday.
Wayne, your thoughts on the poem?
I must have given a comment later on. I just got back and let my cat outside. I'm sorry to get to hear the poem. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah. Limerick is a true form of poetry. It's catchy to the ear, that cadence. Yeah, 7 in a row, huh? Did you say 7?
Yeah. Bumped them out in the evening.
Yeah. You know, it can even get stuck in that. But be careful.
That's crazy. I think it's just insane.
Right.
And Rath, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Hallmark, if they have any openings, I think you need to apply.
Right on. Thanks, Rack.
All right. How about we do Gerald Green's recording? Okay, grab it and find my way back to us.
Okay, he's on the board.
Got it. You okay? Here we go. I just find him in here. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. There we go.
3.14159. Written and read by Gerald Green. Today is March 14, Pi Day, which comes once each year and has turned into an event giving stiff competition to St. Patrick's Day, where one faces reality and drinks away concerns about life or war or bank accounts. But this day is about what might be with infinite possibilities. For pi seems to be a number with no end. At least, no one has found it. Supercomputers have run out of bits, and calculators have burned circuits, searching for that elusive, final number. This is the day when technical schools cancel classes, and computer laboratories shut down in respect for a simple number they cannot find in every circle. With every circle I see, a coin, tire, or someone's eye, I'm reminded of the unknown. It's good to calibrate one's view of things, understand where we are, acknowledging one's place in the universe, a speck among infinite circles. And as I stand on this large circle we call Earth, spinning without effort, I celebrate my little part of infinity. Knowing what I know, accepting what I don't, but content that one of these tiny numbers in pi, somewhere beyond the horizon, is me.
Cool. That was awesome. I thought that was absolutely cool. I love that it's Pi Day, and that was all about Pi Day. No, I don't understand anything about Pi Day. So since the smartest girl in the room, as far as I'm concerned, is Pretty Bird. Pretty Bird, can I get your comment?
Well, I found this to be quite clever. First of all, as always, love the voice. Let me get back to said poem. Give me one moment. There's a part in there. Where is it? It's about we can't find whatever in every circle. Okay, well now I can't even find it, but it's in there. I know it's in there.
You could find pi in every circle.
Where is it? Oh, that's gonna drive me nuts. But I love this. I love how it seems to be a number with no end, how it has broken calculations. This is all true, by the way. And it's Pi Day, sometimes celebrated with you know, apple pie or pizza pie, and I am good with that. I am absolutely good with that. And I love how with every circle is reminded of the unknown, because, you know, this is going to drive me nuts if I can't find with every part of a circle. I know it's in there somewhere. Anyway, I love how we use pi to calculate, you know, diameters and whatnot and whatever the heck with this formula and that formula, but it's an incomplete number. It's an estimation because of that. And so everything's slightly imperfect, where science tends to be all about the perfection of minutiae, where everything is defined by math and physics and whatnot. So I kind of love that. I love the poetic spin on it, because not for nothing, when science meets art, it's like magic to me. So I really have a great appreciation for this. And I can't remember any of the damn numbers, you know, after four, because there's my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah, neither does mine. I'm math and numbers and all that, I'm not very great at. But I always try, and I like circles, and I love pizza because pizza is a circle cut into a triangle put into a box. And that's my favorite mathematical formula. So that works for me. And Raph, your thoughts on the pie?
That was clever. I never heard that before. A circle cut into a triangle and put in a box. That's brilliant. You know, I don't feel bad about memorizing the damn thing, because sometimes people round and pi, you know, the 3.14159, I always remember that. But when you go beyond that, people argue about what comes next, and I keep getting different answers. So, yeah, I wanted to memorize it to 10 digits, modest enough. But there's people that memorize that thing out to, you know, I don't know how many digits, and then there's songs and poems and whatnot written about it. He did a great job about it, and I love that line that you mentioned, too. I think you said something about not being able to find it in every circle or discussing it in every circle, but, you know, but he mentioned it in like, circles of people, but, in you know, being conversed about. So, you know, that was also a really great way to put it, because, you know, it's just such a fun word in that regard, too. And nobody said anything about the crusty old man, so I'm going to just throw that in there and end with that. Because pie crust.
It's pie crust. What are your thoughts?
I can't hear a word you're saying, Hatter.
Hatter, you got to talk louder.
Is that better?
Yeah,
a little bit
better.
Okay, a little bit better. I think my headset's going all awry. Archimedes was the one that not invented but discovered pi. And it was a great leap in mathematics, and that was 212 B.C. So nobody knew what he was talking about, basically.
I thought Mrs. Smith discovered pi.
Oh, good boy.
The first calculation of pi was done by Archimedes of Syracuse.
My other half would not let me name my kids Archimedes.
he's one of the greatest minds in history. What his sad thing about it was, his king made him invent weapons of war to protect his kingdom.
Well, same thing happened to Michelangelo.
Yeah, and yeah, he wasn't happy about that.
Yeah. And Sky, your thoughts on pie?
So I've never been a fan of math, but I really do love Gerald Green. His poems are always so, like, they're so on point, but done in some ways that, like, I'm like, I never would have done it that way. Like, I never would have thought about that. Like, other ones, too. Of course, this one was raised specific to the topic, but in general, I really love his perspective and the way that you put out a prompt and he comes with this poem and he just says it's so wonderful. His recordings are always amazing, and I love to hear him read live. And like Pretty Bird had mentioned, I don't really know much about the logistics and the specifics of this, but she had said that, you know, a lot of those things that were in that poem were true, and now I want to go look them up and learn some stuff, even though it is about math. but I mean, he's just absolutely brilliant. And then when where was it? I don't know. But he talks about, there we go, the spinning with, oh, that's what I wanted to say, the end. So when he talks about this big vast world and how things can go on and seem much larger, it makes me think of the galaxy, and pi can go on and on and on. But then he brings himself back in to the end, and it kind of makes you think, like, even though a lot of things are vastly beyond our understanding or breath of like we don't even understand how far the infinite these things can go, like these numbers or, you know, like the universe. But we're still there. But we still have a speck in it. And I think that was a really cool perspective how he ended on that. So really well done. And I put you up the board because my best friend has always described me.
Yes, you did.
She's always told me that I've been 25 years.
And you
she's
can't
always
find
said,
frequency without it.
Yeah. She's always.
You can't.
She's always
you can't find
me.
Frequency without pi.
Yeah, you'll have to explain that. You'll have to explain that in 1 second. So she's all. And I'm end on this. She's always explained to me that if she can just if she had to box me up in certain characters, she goes, you would just be a cross between SpongeBob, Willow from Buffy, Samwise from Lord of the Rings, and Jim from American Pie, because apparently I do a lot of dumb things like Jim does. So I had to put that in there. I had to put that picture up, because that was an epic pie moment. End comment.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Pretty Bird, do you want to read Stephen, please?
I can do that. Yes, ma'am.
Wait, what about the frequency though? Can I was curious about that.
Oh
actually.
Yeah, it's
is that okay?
Because the formula for frequency is 1/2 pi RC, which is the inverse, 1/(inverse)√ of 2 × pi times resistance times capacitance, and that will give you frequency.
Oh,
and
you
that
my
you
brain.
Need to know
okay.
if you're, and that you need to know if you're broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
I knew that.
They say pi r squared, but I say pi r round.
That's funny. All right, whenever you guys are ready.
All right, we're ready.
Okay. This is Look to the Sky Where Dragons May Fly by Stephen76, and it goes like this. That wasn't a word, but I got it up there first. Competitiveness is not wrong while playing Name That Song. Marbles and chops busted by friend who can be trusted, giving each a hard time but enjoying each other's rhyme. Comments are superb. We'll geek out and be nerds, but Sky will be so hell-bent if you mention Danny killed innocence and that John did have to prevent further paper towel moments. How do you like your King's Landing? Well done. Congrats, Sky.
Well, there you go. Sky, your thoughts. You always get the first.
Well, you had to text me that, right? It's a thing. So I'm like laughing at your text, sweetie. first of all, and I know that we're rated G, but I can say this one time. Steven, you're an asshole. And I hate you. And this did not happen in the books. So it did not happen. It did not happen in the books. So I don't care what the show did. It did not happen in the books. It did not happen. And this is not really it. And he really likes to make me angry. So whenever he wants to see my rage, he just puts this picture down of this moment in the show that didn't happen. So it doesn't exist. I love this. I love this poem. I love that he kind of brings in all these moments, like when we're doing, when Deb used to do those Name That Song, and I can get a little competitive, and I also can't spell or type fast or correctly, and I didn't care that it was all wrong and it made no sense. I got it first, even though that's not even what the word said. And he just can't take that answer. But one thing that I can say about Stephen is we can talk forever about a lot of subjects that we do have in common. And I really have always enjoyed that and enjoyed that friendship and to be able to for him to get my jokes and for him to like the same content and the same shows I did. It was just really, really great. And we are a couple of nerds, so thanks for still trying to piss me off with talking about Game of Thrones.
and it didn't happen. Thank you so much.
Sky rage?
A little bit.
Well, you know,
Steven's probably the only one on here that I can just be like, I could just say, and like we both, and he could just do it to me too, and we are both like, I don't know. There's that, you know, you have a good friend when you're like, I won't say the A word again, but when you can just say, listen, you're being a blah, 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 and, you know,
hey, Sky,
you know, yes.
Did you get the memo?
What memo?
About
the memo
17
that we're not PG-13 anymore. We are 17 and over now completely. You can't be just
up
by
us. Oh, you can say ass.
You can't.
Oh, I can say, okay. So it's a wonderful thing when you can call your friend an asshole and they smile and say, I love you too. You know what I mean? And that's what I have with Steven, and I think it's just really great. So he really likes to make me angry, and I appreciate that about him, but it didn't happen.
And Steven, I hope you're resting well. That's all we're going to say. I love this. I think it's hilarious. I love that he got a rise out of you more than the actual poem, because that's funnier than anything. So bravo to you, because that's more fun than anything. It's just listening to her go off on you. And that John did have to prevent further paper towel moments is one of the funniest lines I've read, just FYI, in reference to King's Landing. That's great. Just great. But it didn't happen because it's not in the book.
No.
It's not in the book, so it didn't happen because screenplays have nothing to do with actual words an author wrote. I agree with Sky on that. Prebird, your thoughts?
Oh, I love it. I love how Sasha said it's not a word. Because I love Scrabble, and I am the queen of that's my line. So, you know, whatever the situation, I feel that opening line in the core of my being.
So. That's him yelling at me because I'm trying to type so fast that I spell everything wrong, and we're arguing.
Yeah, my autocorrect makes me stupid, so I feel you.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, no, I love that. I love that this felt like love to me, that it's very much you only tweak the people you care about because that's where the fun lies. Otherwise, it's just mean, and he's not that person. It doesn't read that way at all. It reads absolute affection, which I absolutely love. So, and Angry Sky is kind of a funny Sky. I love you.
Yeah.
So funny. It's dark and edgy and angry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, Queen of Darkness, my bad.
Thought I lost that title quick, didn't I?
OMG. Because, you know, she's dark.
I've been way too nice lately.
It's an overcast sky.
an overcast sky. That's funny. All right. I have Miss Jenny the Deep on the board. So I'm going to read her real. Okay. All right. Don't mess with a leprechaun's bowl. Secretly, his yellow sunburst glowing eyes peer out watching as we follow his track. Not knowing what we know now, we let him lead us to the end of the colorful double rainbow. Running out of his tiny, heavy, deep footprints to follow, I turn to see a bright light that stings my eye. Sparkling, shining gold illuminates from black holding space. Could it be? Can the rumor be true? Spying with our little eyes was a real pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Reaching for it suddenly disappears, falling down a dark hole, we scream. His bright, intense eyes say hello. In disbelief, we fell for his trap. All we can hear is his mischievous laughter from above us as we continue to fall below into his deep green and brown pit of dirt and clovers.
When will you kids learn? He asked with a grin. This gold you seek will never belong to you, for it was only meant to be touched by this magical leprechaun. Let this be a warning to you. Stay away from the gold, or next they'll take your soul. Or would you like to do a trade now? Me for your soul, me gold for your soul, their trade, I suppose. And boom. Well, what should we do? Give our souls up for gold? Would you? I wonder how many people would actually do it. If you found a leprechaun, a bowl, a pot of gold for your soul. Are leprechauns like the devil? I wonder. Never thought of a leprechaun as a devil. But would you sell your soul for a pot of gold?
No.
I think some people. I wouldn't, but I think some people would. Linda, what did you think?
I wouldn't, but you're right. Some people would. I thought this was really well written. It told a really kind of gloomy story that was all into your brain type stuff. I liked it a lot. It had some imagery in it that was out of sight. I mean, it was just like too intense. And that's what this poem was. It was very intense. And towards the end, when it asked that question, me gold for your soul, fair trade, I do suppose, that's a very good question to ask and see how many people can answer that honestly. It's a good thing to have in a poem. But I liked it, Jenny. Very good deal.
And Hatter, your soul for gold.
No, I was always taught that you'll never get the gold from a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Don't even try. That's I don't know where. I mean, it was just I think being that my little brother was born on St. Patrick's Day, my dad fed us full of stories. But I don't know which ones are really he made up. But yeah, the end of the rainbow, that's another trick too. It doesn't happen. Oh, the poem. Yeah, I thought it was very well thought out. Very well thought out. You can tell when somebody, especially with a storyline, that it continues and doesn't get repetitive, it doesn't get redundant with metaphors. She did really well.
I agree. And wrap your thoughts.
This is really philosophical. I mean, you know, Jenny the Deep, you know, this is deep. The idea of there's a whole faction of people that don't believe in a soul, but, you know, conversely, well, do you believe in leprechauns? The idea of selling your soul for gold, you know, to you know, play off the metaphor, you know, there's a whole bunch of writers in Hollywood that have done so because, you know, anyways, I really appreciate this piece. It really makes you think. And, you know, you could debate this for hours about, you know, well, is a soul a thing? And you know, how much is in that pot of gold? Is it really worth it? And, you know, so yeah, this is really really a clever piece. I liked it a lot.
And, of course, Pretty Bird, your thoughts.
You know, I focus less on the soul part and more on curiosity killed the cat, because right there, you know, he's watching. If I leave my footprints, they're going to come follow, and you know bad things are going to happen. But with this line, when will you kids learn? Because once they're there, you know, look at this gold. I mean, you'll never get it, but if you want to trade, these are my terms. And it kind of reminds me of that, you know, kind of nondescript white van with no windows that says free candy on the side. It says, ooh, candy. right in here. Step right up. And that's where the bad things happen. And so I kind of like that there's an innocence in following the tracks to see where they go. But, you know, it's as, you know, misguided as leaving breadcrumbs in the forest. You know, and so I kind of love that kind of, you know, grim fairy tale vibe that it gives off. So, you know, being that those are my kind of stories, I ain't mad at it.
I know. Nobody's listened since Hansel and Gretel got free from that witch. We all think we can be free now. okay. Let's see. I think we have Phil the Poet. And that would be our last game for the night.
I'm just going to say that if you sold your soul for a pot of gold. I'm just going to say that if you sold your soul for a pot of gold, with the way the economy's going, you'd be upside down on that investment in like a year. So I don't know. It's really worth it.
I don't know. I know some pretty bad souls out there.
All right.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about Sky. The whole party's for you, and there I go. What a see, bad host. All right. We're going to throw up Phil, and he's got a
he's
lovely call for you. So. All right. Let me get him. And here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Photograph of Sky, capturing an image in a poetic picture, showing beauty through an artist's eye, observing nature bound in a colorful nature, always ready with a camera by his side. Sky sees the beauty in a barren tree, a rustic gator swinging in the wind, freezes in mid-flight the common bee. Nature and poetry begin to sing. The picture of sky is a hidden beauty, an inspiration to create great poetry. This is a passion more than a duty. Read the poems and you'll clearly see the blessing through a photograph or a write. Seeing through the emerald eyes of sky brings ordinary things of life to life through poetry, and that is why I'm happy to know such a wonderful person. I wish you a happy birthday with all my love. The poetry inspires, and there is one reason to smile as I look up at the sky above and poem.
And there you go. Why I have that as your beautiful last poem. Can I get your comments, Miss Sky?
Yeah, so I absolutely adore Phil, and there are some people that, you know, I've been on the site, I think, for 11 years now, and there are some people that I've known, like Hatter, I've known for almost all 11 years, even before Blog Talk. Like, I knew, I was friends with Hatter well before I ever spoke to him, through various contests and reading each other poetry and following each other. Of course, he still called me by my original name that I first came to AP on for a while. And he was kind of like, and then when I got on Blog Talk, he was like, wait a minute, that's the same person. And yeah, but there are some people that I've talked to that I've known for years. And I've never, and we have an added bonus of we're talking to each other on Blog Talk, and a lot of us talk out on the phone, out of Blog Talk, and through text or through chats or through sometimes I'll FaceTime Sweet Pea, and so I'm sorry, it's just a little distracting, that whenever that noise is, So we have that added layer of yes, we talk to each other, but there are also some people that I've never talked to out of AP, and that I don't message them long messages about our lives,
and like a private PM, you know, there's not like, hey, back and forth, like, oh, hey, how's your life going? You know, there are those people, but you still feel very close to them because you followed their poetry for so many years and been friends with them through this venue of reading each other's poems and getting to know each other through that and through personal pieces. And I feel like Phil is one of those people that, yeah, I've never talked to him out of AP, and yeah, we don't message each other like in private all the time, talking, chit chatting. But except when I message him my contest, and I'm like, hey, check this one out. But because we've followed each other for so long, and made those connections through comments and through learning about each other and what we like and about each other's lives. About, you know, I know how he met his wife, and he met her through the internet as well. And there were different countries, like you know all these things through these years of following their poetry and these years of being friends and that bubble. And it's just such a wonderful thing. I always appreciate Phil's poetry. And I just absolutely love this piece. It was so beautiful and so kind to say those things. And of course, to say those things, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Phil. And I appreciate you too as well.
Oh,
and comment. That's
you,
it.
That was a beautiful comment. And I think this poem represents you very well. I think he pretty much nails the essence of who you are and what you bring to all poetry. And I really enjoyed this, and I wanted to save it like as the, you know, kind of the star of the show type at the end. So you had this really great beginning and this fabulous middle, and then you had this lovely ending. So I hope you enjoyed tonight, because it was all about your darkness and your light. And your humor and your, obviously I didn't know some cat in the freezer thing that you had to get over. But, you know, whatever I can do for you, that's why I'm here. I thought it was, a great time to celebrate you and let you know how well loved you really are. Just keep up who you are and who you're always going to be. Pretty Bird, your thoughts on this? I would love to hear.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself because my dog was dropping up water very loudly. My apologies. I love this. I do. Because, well, you know, you're just an artist, a multifaceted artist, my dear. With all the things that you do, you're not like mediocre at anything. If you do something, you know, you pretty much go balls out. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do the damn thing, which I appreciate, especially since you're so gentle and everybody like sees you as so sweet that you just, you know, but you're so determined underneath all that. Like they're not mutually exclusive. You know, you don't have to be, you know, oh, I was gonna use a word that I don't even think is okay with NC-17. So let me not, but you don't have to be, you know, full of piss and vinegar to be determined to do things or to want to do things to the best of your ability. You are very kind of gentle that way, and it's very evident in the words you choose to describe even the most vile things. Not that what you write about is usually vile, but sometimes we write about some things. And even then, there's a gentleness in the way you do things. There's a gentleness in your eye and how you choose to view the world. And so when he says in here, sky sees the beauty in a barren tree, because it's beautiful. Just because it's there and it's no longer at the pinnacle of its heyday of beauty does not mean that it is unworthy. And you find that in everything and in everyone, which not for nothing ain't easy, because sometimes people suck, but you are just good-hearted, you know, by design. That's just who you are, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think that the way he describes your photography is a beautiful depiction, a beautiful extension of who you are as a person. So I think it's just wonderful.
And
that's a beautiful comment. Thank you, Pretty Burn. I know. I didn't write the poem, but thank you for and Sweetie too. I'll just say thank you. Cut in there. Sorry.
That's
no,
okay.
You're
that's
good.
Yeah, always. Hatter, your thoughts?
Sky. You were a great member of this group. You have the gift of gab, which I love, and you cannot be a part of your world without being intensely passionate, and which I totally enjoy also. You're a magnet. You draw people to be near you. I can't say enough about your abilities and your talents. Thank you. Happy birthday. I hear you 20. Nice.
20 at 18. I'm 38.
But you're not confident.
Creeping up on 40.
You don't do math, so that's wrong.
That's a baby. Such a baby. And Linda, comments on Phil's poem?
Yeah, Phil, like, you nailed him perfectly. He has such a big soul, and especially when he's writing for somebody, he pulls out all the stops. And this poem he wrote for you is absolutely a beautiful tribute, and I can see the love in it, and it's just really a very nice poem. And for you, I got to know you a little bit better tonight, and you are a big heart and a loving soul, and I'm glad we got to spend this time together. Happy birthday, Sky.
Thank you, Linda. Let me see what else I'm doing here.
And I do have to say that Phil is like one of the, I haven't done one in a while, but when I do those, when I used to do those Disney twists, the storyboards twists, I haven't done them in a while. Phil, oh my goodness, he always joins in, and I am always excited to read his twists. I'm like, yeah, nails it.
And Rack, your thoughts on Phil? Oh.
You know, I at the risk of I guess being incorrect, it feels as though he was giving you a little of how you touched him. You know, he talks about your photography, which I think is very much a part of who you are, and he, you know, he's kind of saying to me, he was saying that how much that touched him, because he could see you in your photography. And you know, it's very much like Pretty Bird said too, you know, that you're an artist. And you know, I would never even preface that word with the word just. No, there's no just an artist. I think an artist in their own right is just an amazing trait to be able to be associated with, and you absolutely are. You do galvanize people, and they do read your words, and most people are touched by them, and sometimes in ways you don't intend, but you know that can't be helped, because people are people, and you know some minds just don't work like others, or don't work period, however you want to word that sentence. But he really was able to, I think, convey part of how you touch a lot of us, and he did it in a beautiful way, using your photography as an example. And blah, blah. So that was amazing and excellent.
All right, Sky, you get the last words, and then we're going to say goodnight. I believe we're done.
Well, my last words are, you're all beautiful. Thank you. That's nice. My last
one.
At the risk of telling any more cat stories.
please. No,
oh,
more
I had a
31
liner back. A 31 liner that I can't say. From the cat story, I had a 31 liner, but I couldn't say
Oh, please don't.
just let you know it was on my mind.
Oh, no. No. No frozen hairy kitty cat. No. No.
Oh, okay, by the way, on a different
Yeah, your mind's going to go.
I'm trying to save Sweet Pea here. So I had to cancel my show last night because my internet was terrible, and it's fixed now. I got a whole new thing, and it's all settled. And so Sweeney Todd will be on next week. And we're actually doing two because I'm on twice next week. So we're going to be doing Musical March, Sweeney Todd, and then Rack and Tour. What's the other one? Save me. Les Miserables. So Sweeney Todd and Les Miserables are on next week. So please, you can stop by and listen to some music, and I talk about the songs and the info on the songs, and we get some poems. So
and
I play all the music, so there's a lot of listening. So if you come, be prepared to be quiet a lot because I do play all the music, but you could talk in between a little bit.
Do you mind if I plug my show?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
My show's tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, at 10 o'clock Eastern. We have open poetry and stupid jokes, and it's a lot of fun, so come on by.
That is, and then AP's show is open poetry Saturday night, and then it is the Party of a Lifetime, St. Patrick's Day. We've got the Crazy Things That Happen, Crimes and Murder and Mayhem, the JCA, Crazy Things That Happen, and then the Naughty Side of St. Patrick's Day with me and Pretty Bird. So it is a party, bring your bell, on St. Patty's Day with the crazies. So that is Sunday night, and I hope to see you all there. Thank you for joining us, you guys. I am going to say goodnight. It is time to say goodnight. Thank you for joining me. It was a great show. I appreciate every one of you. Pretty Bird, I especially appreciate you. I don't know what I'd do without you, as always. Sky, I hope you had a good lot of fun. Hatter, Rack, all of you. You know, Deb that joined us, Wayne joined us. Linda, thank you for coming. I appreciate you, too.
Mm-hmm.
AP that joined us. You guys rock, every single one of you. I couldn't do it without you. So good night, my friends. I love you all. Talk to you soon again. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
That is always a word. Look it up.
What?
That's always a word.
That.
Oh, that's always.
Oh, good Lord.
That's funny.
Have a piece of pie. Talk to you guys later.
Good night.
Thank you for using Blog Radio.
Goodbye.